Hi there. Thanks for joining me here on Conversations for Yoga Teachers. I'm your host, Karen Fabian, the founder of Bare Bones Yoga and the creator of the Momentum Magic Method, the way to become a confident teacher, one who effortlessly walks around the room, shares clear cues, easily builds sequences, and speaks from her heart, sharing authentically with her students. On the podcast, you'll hear anatomy lessons, stories from teachers, interviews with others in the field, and a dose of personal growth, because having a strong, healthy mindset is such an important piece of being a confident teacher. In addition to the podcast, follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Bare Bones Yoga for daily videos. And you'll also see a new link on both of my profiles, my Stan Store link, a literal vending machine for you to select how you best want to be supported as a teacher. There you'll find links to the podcast, free resources, and other ways I can help you be the best teacher you can be. And don't forget, every single week, in addition to recording you a new episode of this show, I also teach yoga classes and free workshops specifically for yoga teachers. The only way to get your invite is to be on my mailing list. You can do that simply by going to my website, barebonesyoga.com, and down at the bottom, entering your email in the box. Here we go with today's show. Hi there. Welcome to Conversations for Yoga Teachers. I'm your host, Karen Fabian, and this is episode 288. So I'm recording this on Thursday, March 21st, 2024, which is really cool because 21 is my lucky number. And this will go live on March 25th, 2024. So you're listening then or sometime after then. And I wanted to just mention, I don't know if you listened to the show last week, but last week I had the highest number of downloads ever. I think it was close to 1,000 people downloaded my show. And for some reason, last Sunday, it was over 500 people. And so I just was so interested to know if you listened to the show last week. I'd love to know. You can send me a DM on Instagram that you listened and you were one of those 1,000 people. I track my stats weekly. And when I logged into my podcast dashboard, I was like, what the heck? So if you did listen last week, thank you so much. I wanted to start out, you know, I had this thought when I was preparing my notes for this episode about how to kick it off. And today, especially being the 21st, my lucky number, I just feel the energy of that. And I also feel this massive shift in energy because I just finished a program, an entrepreneurial program that I've been in since November of 2023. Granted, November, December of 2023, I was sort of getting my feet wet working with in this program that's led by two entrepreneurs. This has nothing to do with, these folks are not involved in the yoga industry at all, but they are very successful entrepreneurs and I wanted to learn from them. So the first 2 months I was in their program was really sort of learning their system, but the entire year last year, so the whole year of 2023, I worked with them, the other folks in the program. It's a group program. We met several times a week. And that was for the entire year. And my time in the group ends this month in March. So that's 2 months in 2022, all of 2023, and then January, February, March of 2024. So that's a long time to be in a program. And I found that as I knew March was going to be my last month with them, I was really looking forward to not just implementing all the changes that I had learned, because I'd been doing that along the way. It's sort of hard not to, but just all of the pride I have in myself for being consistent, for doing the right things, for sticking with it, for tracking certain things that are metrics of success, for changing my mind around different beliefs I had as an entrepreneur. And just how good I feel about being done with the program and now kind of moving forward with a lot of this kind of positive energy. And again, it wasn't as if I had to wait to have that feeling, because I've had it many times throughout the time of being in this program. But I wanted to share it with you, because if you've ever, you know, let's say when you took your 200-hour teacher training, I bet when you were done with that, you felt amazing. And I bet you were super excited to get out there and start to use all the things you'd learned. And I also bet that, you know, it was an impact on your time. However you took your 200 hour, whether it was a go away type thing for 2 weeks, or a go away type thing for 1 week and then another week later, or you did weekends throughout several months, whatever it was, when you were done, there was this definite line in the sand where it was before you were in this program, now you're not. You get a lot of time back. You have new knowledge. There's just nothing like investing in yourself to be better. And that could be a better yoga teacher, be a better entrepreneur, could be anything. And so I just wanted to speak to that, because so much of what I do is about you, helping you be better. And some of it does involve working with me one-on-one in my program, or now I have a new program, the It Factor Training, which I'll tell you about again in a moment if you haven't heard about it yet. But it's all about that. And so I just wanted to share that with you, especially if maybe it's been a little bit of time since you took your 200 hour and you're not currently in an hours-based program. And I'm definitely not saying that you need that. But just that idea of feeling like I've accomplished something is just, it's just an elixir for the soul. So I wanted to just start with that. And, you know, in terms of that It Factor training, it was funny because I sent out, my mom reads all my emails, and I sent out an email about it today with the link to the training. And the way I worded the opportunity for you is really specific. And my mother is a longtime preschool teacher. And when she read the enrollment page, she sent me an email and she said, "Karen, I'm not even a yoga teacher, but I can totally relate to what you're describing as the it factor. And it was something that when I was a new preschool teacher, I didn't feel like I had it. But once I learned what I needed to learn to be an amazing preschool teacher, nothing could hold me back." And I just loved her response to it, because that's exactly the kind of feeling that I wanted to tap into when I called my new training the It Factor Training. And so the way it goes is, I want you to imagine the last time you took a yoga class and the teacher leading the class was just someone that you felt like had it. She just had that factor, that it factor, that quality of knowing what she was doing. She confidently shared her cues. Her cues were clear. She effortlessly walked around the room. She didn't use notes. She wasn't practicing with you. She was just walking around and saying the cues and teaching the class. Maybe after class, she approached a couple of students and just really in light conversation and asked them a couple of questions or engaged in conversation with them. Maybe there was just sort of this vibe in the room that we're in really good hands. I bet you can think of a class you took when the person that taught it had that it factor. And the bottom line is, you have that it factor too. It's just that no one is showing you how to tap into it. So what I decided to do is create a really short, focused 4-session training specifically designed to help you tap into that it factor. Now, it's not all new agey kind of, you know, type stuff. There is a component that is mindset related, but there are 3 other components that are specifically focused on sharing clear cues, solutions for building your sequences, and understanding key aspects of movement. So it is both a strategy solution training, as well as we will be tapping into some best practices around mindset. Because the bottom line is, teaching yoga can be really triggering for people. And sometimes when they stand in front of the room, they get nervous. Sometimes people have certain thoughts about themselves. I'm not the kind of person who can teach a really good class or stand in front of the room and share cues clearly, or I'm a shy person. Or one woman told me one time, even though she's in her 40s, she grew up always thinking that she was a wallflower. And so it was really hard for her to stand in front of a room and teach. So these are all mindset things that we need to be able to move past, and we need to be able to reframe them so that we can tap into that it factor quality that we have. So if you're ready for this kind of experience, and it's really only for teachers who have taken their 200-hour training, they're teaching weekly classes. So it's not the kind of thing where you're not yet teaching. You need to be teaching weekly classes, and you are ready to invest in yourself. I mean, the price of this thing is basically the price of if you went out and bought a couple of nice things at Lululemon, or you went and got your hair cut and colored. Like, this is what we're talking about. So to sign up for the training, all you need to do is go to my Instagram or my TikTok, and I have a new link on there, which is hosted by Stan. Stan's store is a link where I can link offers for you. So just go to my profile on Instagram, go to my profile on TikTok. You'll see the Stan store, S-T-A-N, Stan store link. Click it. And one of the boxes is for It Factor training. Now, I will tell you the training starts on 3/25/24, but it's not time sensitive. So you could enroll anytime. So go for it. I don't want you to delay. This is super easy. Matter of fact, as I finish sharing this episode with you, you could be on your phone, hop over to my Instagram and sign up for the training. And wouldn't that be so amazing that by the end of this episode, you would know that you are also, you know, when I talked at the beginning of this show about the feeling of accomplishment, you are on your way to having that feeling. That would be pretty cool, right? So that was the one piece I wanted to share with you in terms of upcoming events and opportunities for you. I also want to tell you, if you're a listener of the show, you know that every week I share a light bulb moment. And I wanted to share the story, and she's probably going to listen to the show. So Lisa, if you're listening, this is you, about a teacher that took my signature program, the Blueprint Learning Program. And then after that program, if yoga teachers have certain things they want to work on beyond that, I have what I call solution sessions. And these are monthly consulting gigs that I do for a yoga teacher where I can help them in whatever way they need, just for 30 days. So for Lisa, she is inspired to offer classes that really focus on functional movement and are for people 50 or older. And she has a couple of things in the works where she is teaching people in this age group and in her style of teaching. And she wanted to really blow that out a little bit more. She wanted to have more teaching opportunities available to her. She wanted to reach more people. She wanted to do some unique things like an event, a wellness event. She also wants to start an Instagram page where she can reach people that way. She also wants to build out a website where people can go to see where she's teaching. And so she can, in conversation with people, say, go to my website and sign up for my classes. So this was really not just helping her build out her vision for her business, but also helping her with branding, helping her with coming up with her teaching method, defining what that is. And so for the latter part of February into March, we just had our last call of this monthly engagement of her working with me yesterday, matter of fact. And she, throughout the month, kept kind of letting me know the updates on what's moving and grooving with all these initiatives that she was working on. When we had first met, we came up with an action plan, and I helped her craft that action plan. And then she just went to town. She just went to town. She had clarity now on the steps to take. She would just, you know, every once in a while throughout 30 days, she would check in with me. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? And when we had our final call yesterday, she gave me sort of the update on here's what's going on with each thing. And she is like full underway. And I just, first of all, Lisa, if you're listening, I want to just give you a huge shout out. And second of all, I want to just share that with you, the listener that I'm talking to right now, as a light bulb moment, because with Lisa, she realized that with just a little bit of support that I gave her around planning things out, she has everything she needs. And, you know, everybody's sort of different with what they need to move forward to be the kind of yoga teacher they want to be. And when you, it's not have the humility, it's more just literally when you ask for help, it is unbelievable how many things you'll be able to accomplish. It's when we don't ask for help and when we choose our own adventure and try to figure it out on our own that we just delay the success that is our birthright. Like, it is your birthright because you are a yoga teacher to go out there and feel confident when you're teaching. It is not necessary for you to feel like teaching is a heavy lift or that teaching is hard or that you need hundreds of hours of training to be a good teacher. All you need to do is ask for help. And so I'm just so inspired by Lisa, so inspired by what she's building. And I just wanted to share that as a light bulb moment story for this week. And the other thing that I had done a couple of times on some episodes that I forgot that I'd like to revive is my mindset minute. Mindset is such a huge part of teaching yoga. You know, there's something about teaching yoga. It's requirement that we stand up in front of people, which is always so nerve-wracking for most. The fact that we're teaching a movement practice that's been around for thousands of years, it's different than teaching Pilates. It's different than teaching exercise like a trainer. There is something baked into teaching yoga that can be really triggering and scary for people. And so having a really solid mindset is so important. And so I like doing mindset minutes every time we get together here on the podcast so I can just give you an opportunity to invest in your mind and your mindset. And so today what I wanted to do is I'm calling this creating your own positive future frame. And I want you to think about, you know how right now it sort of got a lot of press when it came out, but it went away. The what are they called? The Meta like super duper goggle glasses things. There were some really funny videos of people like walking down the street with them on or riding in the subway with them on or sitting in a coffee shop with them on. And if you haven't seen demos of them, it is pretty cool. You literally have your computer wrapped around your head. But the idea is, at least in terms of what I'm talking about here, is imagine if you put on a virtual reality headset and you could see into your future. And I'm not talking years from now, I'm talking weeks from now. You could see yourself weeks from now teaching yoga in the most elevated, amazing, confident way possible. And I want you to imagine you're sitting and you've got this VR headset on and you're looking at almost like a tech landscape, like an avatar of you. And what do you see? Like, what do you see yourself doing? How do you see yourself walking around the room? How do you see yourself talking to students? What are you wearing? What does your hair look like? Are you wearing makeup? Are you not wearing makeup? What kinds of conversations are you having with your students before class, after class? What kind of cues are you using? What poses are they doing? How are you seeing your students in their poses? Are you changing what you're saying based on what you see? Are you assisting people? Like, what do you see if you put on this virtual reality yoga teacher headset and you look into your future? And part of this, I'm not really speaking to it clearly enough, so I want to emphasize it. Part of this is a positive future frame. So this is an opportunity for you to see your future in the way that you want to see it, not to see your future as the same as your teaching is now. So this is a chance for you to start to plug into the yogaverse and see yourself teaching in the most empowered way you can even imagine for yourself. And even know that even with what you imagine, there's even more that's available to you. Because What I'm offering you to do right now is to see it. We haven't even yet talked about the feeling of it. And so when you see that vision with this VR headset on, now think about how you would feel. Would you feel confident if you were teaching in that way? Or what would it be like if you were teaching feeling really confident? So that's just a little mindset exercise. And I encourage you to do that at least once a week. I do it a lot as an entrepreneur. I do it a lot. I just visualize a lot of things. And if you listen to any great business person, athlete, performer, visualization is always part of their origin story. They'll say things like, when I was growing up, like I remember one time I watched a story about Derek Jeter, the shortstop of the Yankees. And he would talk about when he was growing up, he would always dream of being a Yankee. And, you know, he was, I think he played for the Yankees for over 20 years, must have been. Tom Brady, LeBron James, I mean, all these athletes, they all have origin stories where they thought about their success as a child. Michael Phelps, Tiger Woods, you know, we could go on and on. So that was just a little mindset minute. I really hope that you'll do this exercise. I think there's a huge amount of opportunity there for you. So one of the things I wanted to talk about today in the lesson category of our kind of list of things I want to cover with you today is I want to talk to you about the idea of a fixed mindset versus a flexible mindset. And I'm particularly qualified to talk about this because I am the kind of person who had a pretty fixed mindset until only about, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago when things really shook my world and I thought I was going to leave teaching yoga for good. Because I'd sort of gotten to what I considered the end of the line in terms of my satisfaction with what I was doing, my perceived success at what I was doing. But this idea of a fix, there's actually a book by neuroscientist Carol Dweck, I believe is her name. And it's called, I want to say it's called The Growth Mindset. Dr. Huberman talks about it a lot on his podcast. The Huberman Lab podcast, which I would highly recommend if you're not a listener. And the idea of a growth mindset refers to how you think about things in regards to yourself, especially when it comes to if you're having problems in any particular area of your life. Do you look at yourself as someone who has growth potential, or do you look at yourself as someone who your identity is the way it is and things are the way they are and they can't change? And I want to talk about this as it relates, of course, to you being a yoga teacher, because, you know, I can remember certainly for myself, you know, just in one way, when I had a fixed mindset about myself at one point, many, many, many years ago, when I was working in a corporate job, that was pretty much the identity that I thought I would have for the rest of my life. I remember at one point after I had done some clinical work and worked as a social worker and worked for Blue Cross Blue Shield and managed a team of nurses. And we managed some of the most costly cases that Blue Cross had. At that point, when I got recruited to work for a managed care consulting firm, that really began a very, I don't want to say very long, but probably about 7 or 8 years that I worked in corporate and I traveled a lot and I made good money. I remember I would go to Coach and buy like really nice stuff at Coach, purses and wallets and stuff. And I just never even thought of it. You know, it was just, I was making six figures and I was single and I bought a house and, you know, the whole bit. And, I had a pretty fixed mindset about who I was. And then when I took in 1999, my first yoga class, it was like a lightning bolt hit me. I said to myself, this is what I'm really designed to do. I'm really not designed to be a corporate person. I'm really designed to do this. And it was really going to that class that stirred up in me you know, my origin story of wanting to be a physical therapist. And then after a number of years at Boston University's PT program, going into their rehab counseling program, and then working as a rehab counselor, working as a social worker, you know, so my original just employment path was in direct clinical care and helping people in both physical movement and not really psychological, but life skills and psychosocial behavior and that sort of arena. And when I started to work corporate, it really just brought out in me a lot of ways of being that I have, just organized and, you know, a planner and someone who could be very creative and build a lot of structure where there was none. So I started departments and I had people reporting to me. So that really pulled out of me that identity that after a couple of years, I pretty much thought, this is who I am. And when I went and took that yoga class, I realized that's not who I am. And, you know, thankfully, I mean, it really didn't take much effort. I knew this was what I was destined to do. So after about a year and a half of going to teacher training and starting to volunteer at the studio, and this was when I worked for Baron Baptiste, it took about a year and a half, but I ended up leaving that job. And I engineered an entire plan to sell my house in West Roxbury, which is part of Boston. I bought a small condo in Charlestown, which is a neighborhood of Boston, so I could be closer to the Baptiste studio. And that was when I began working as a yoga teacher full time. And I crafted that plan. But it took me looking at myself, not in a fixed way, but in a flexible way. You know, I had to sort of allow for the fact that I wasn't a corporate person. I was actually somebody who could be a yoga teacher. And fast forward many years after that, when I'd stopped working for Baron, I started my own brand, Bare Bones Yoga. I was working for myself. I got to a point that I referred to earlier in this episode when I said I was sort of at the end of the line. I thought I was really frustrated with how things were going. I sort of felt like a loser yoga teacher. I felt like my class sizes weren't as big as other people. I felt like I wasn't getting the opportunities other people were getting. I mean, even complaining to you now about the things that were in my mind, I'm ashamed. I'm embarrassed that I had these thoughts. But it was because I was sort of allowing myself to make all these excuses about things that I had no, about things that, it's not that I didn't have control over them. It's just that I chose to see them in a victim mindset. You know, when a friend of mine was on the cover of Yoga Journal, instead of being happy for her, I said to myself, I'll never be the kind of person who can be on the cover of Yoga Journal. You know, when I went to the studio and the person before me or the person after me had more people in their class than I had, I made it about me instead of just being glad that people were coming to yoga. So all of that is a victim mindset. And I'm not afraid to share that with you because I don't have that mindset anymore. And it really took me, you know, I ended up going to a neuroscience coach and working with her for several sessions to help me detach from that victim mindset. And what that required is that I have flexibility around how I view myself. And so what I wanted to share with you today in those stories is just some of the examples that I've experienced where I've moved from a fixed mindset about me to a more flexible mindset. And I invite you to think about this as it relates to yourself. You know, the fixed mindset is around oftentimes things like when I hear from a yoga teacher, I'm too old to be a popular teacher, or I'm too old to teach yoga, or I'm too old to do the kinds of things that I want to do. Or I'll hear from a yoga teacher, and this is again in the fixed mindset category, I don't have enough experience, or, you know, I couldn't do that kind of thing. I couldn't run my own workshop. Or I don't have enough experience to start an Instagram page, or I don't have enough no one's going to want to hear from me because there are already so many yoga teachers out there. So those are all statements made by a yoga teacher who has a fixed mindset about who she is. But when we're in that more flexible mindset, we're tapping into things like confidence and empowerment, being authentic, tapping into our unique way of being. And this is all the kind of thing that puts us more in control of the things we can control, instead of, like the examples I gave you about myself, saying everything outside of me that's happening is just something that makes me feel bad about me, and I can't do anything about that. So that again is that victim mentality. So I just encourage you in this conversation to search your mind for ways that you may be thinking of yourself in that fixed way. And instead of that, is it possible for you? You know, if I have a diagram actually of this, where I have a triangle, and then next to it, I have another triangle. And the first triangle represents all the things that you might think about yourself that are fixed. And then the second triangle is all the things that you might desire to think about yourself. And that's the flexible. And there is a small part, kind of like a Venn diagram, where the two triangles overlap. And those are the parts of yourself that you want to keep. Nobody is saying throw out everything about yourself. It's just that we want to have some flexibility, which of course fits the yoga narrative. We want to have some flexibility around how we view ourselves, because that's how we grow. You know, if we say I'm the kind of person who is a perfectionist, that's going to be a very difficult way to think about yourself if you want to be a good yoga teacher. Because to be a really good yoga teacher means you're allowing for a lot of nuance. You're allowing for people to move however they want on the mat. You're allowing for things sometimes to look a little sloppy. But if you are a perfectionist and are very tied to that perception of yourself, you're probably going to experience a lot of pain in your path as a teacher, because you're going to go home and beat yourself up for not doing it right, or making mistakes, or forgetting your way in the sequence. And that's just not a successful path for a teacher. So I hope that you found something in this conversation that resonates with you and maybe inspires you to maybe just loosen the reins a little bit and look for more opportunities for you to think of what's in that flexible mindset bucket. So that's our lesson for today. The last thing I want to say is, and I hope I remember to remind you about this in the next episode and episodes to come, I want to invite you to drop me a question on Instagram that I can answer in a future episode. I know some podcasts have people call into a phone number. You don't need to do that. If you have a question that you'd like me to answer, just send me a DM on Instagram with your question and let me know if it's okay if I share your name. Otherwise, I'll just read the question and answer it. And hopefully you'll listen to that episode. But if I do, well, actually, if you DM me, I can write you back and tell you the episode number where I answer the question. So I'd love to engage you more in the content of the show and really allow you to get even more out of the show than I hope you're getting now by allowing you to drive some of what I talk about. So if you have a question about anything, just send me a DM on Instagram, Bare Bones Yoga, and I will include your question and my answer in a future episode. And I'll DM you back as to the episode number so you can listen. Thank you so much for being here with me today, and I can't wait to talk to you on the next episode of Conversations for Yoga Teachers. And don't forget to listen to the outro, because I just updated it with a special offer. Thanks for being here with me today. I hope you enjoyed it. And hey, one more thing. While I don't know you personally, I know what a yoga teacher looks like who's ready to work with me. She's ready to take action. She's looking for someone who has the answers she needs. She knows she's worth the investment. She can't wait to get all her prep time back. And she's excited to make a positive change. If that's you, DM me the words podcast offer to my Instagram, and I will give you a special incentive to work with me inside my signature program. My Instagram handle is Bare Bones Yoga. I can't wait to hear from you.